I mean, I think about that. I mean, honestly, on a, you know, I think about life, you know, in football, outside of football. I got a baby, you know what I'm saying? I think about the entire spectrum of life daily. So, you know, it's nothing I was really like, man, I think I'm done playing type thoughts. But it was definitely a thought like, man, this is something I got to overcome, just like other things I've had to overcome. And, you know, just another chapter to the, you know, to my life. You know, I'm 30 years old now.
What was the exact nature of the injury?
It was a lacerated kidney. Okay.
What's the biggest difference in your game from when you were in Dallas and even Cleveland to now, if there's anything
changed? Biggest difference in my game? I feel like it's relatively the same for the most part. I'm sure some of my coaches will probably be able to tell you the difference. I always try to look at the upside for the most part, but you know, I think it's similar.
Okay. Well, yeah. Take this question, not a criticism, but you know, your career has been, you come from nowhere, you get to the top, and then you've had some difficulties. If you could, with that perspective, what's the difference between a player who doesn't make the league to makes the league to has great success in the league? Are there variables you can point to?
You know, I think there's a bunch of different things that, you know, some, you know, a lot of it's I read a lot of Malcolm Gladwell books. You know, a lot of it has to do with timing, luck, where you are, system, preparation, you know, athletic ability. You know, so I think, and mix all those up the right way or the wrong way, there's, you know, I'm sure everyone has stories about guys who were better than them in high school, who didn't make it, or some who did make it, who had less talent. You know, so there's different ways that people go throughout their career, and you know, sometimes different things happen.
Do you feel slighted coming out of Monmouth?
No, not at all. No, I honestly went to Monmouth. I was fortunate to go there, and glad every time I get back. And you know, I thought it was a blessing. I met my wife there. I met some of my great friends there. So I think everything in your story, your life, happens the way it's supposed to be happening. Who knows, you know, what happens if you go to a bigger school, smaller school, you know, anything can happen.
In the spectrum of all the things, where does luck fit in to you being here, standing here on this team right now?
Luck, fortunate, you know, there's different things that, you know, you can call it. But, you know, I'm blessed, honestly. I'm blessed to be here, and blessed to be a part of this team that works hard, man. I mean, everyone puts in work before practice, after practice, guys getting together, camaraderie, everything about it. So just to be able to play in the league for my 10th year, you know, it's a privilege, not a right, and I take it every day, and I never take it for granted.